Southwark News, Thursday, June 7th, 2012. Let my 96-year-old mum move to care home, pleads daughter. Mum only allowed place in home if she has dementia. A family is fighting for their 96-year-old mother to be given 24-hour care after she started calling 999 when she was left alone at night. 8 ambulances and a fire engine have so far rushed to Annie Turner's Rotherhithe flat because of the false alarms, but the council still insists she does not need extra help. Carers currently spend just half an hour with her in the morning and half an hour in the evening. Annie's worried daughter, Hazel Wrighton, 72, has asked that she be moved from her sheltered housing in Bermondsey to a home where she can be looked after throughout the night. She panics in the night calls in. She wants to go to a 24-hour care place as well. Now, the council informed me that they can do nothing for me at all, she said. After dealing with 5 different social workers, Hazel said she was told they will not pay for her mum to be placed in a home because she did not suffer from dementia, so she does not meet the criteria. This was also the reason given to Hazel for the refusal of a place for her mother at a pensioner's day centre, she said. Pensioners' healthcare campaigner Tom White said the situation Annie had been left in was terrible. How many people are just getting a care package instead of being put into a home? It's just over £200 a week to keep you in your home, and you're talking about £750 to put you in a care home. That's what this is about, he said. What are we doing with our elderly people, he asked. A Southwark Council spokesman said, we are aware of Mrs. Turner's situation and the support of her daughter, and there is an offer from us of a revised care package that would support Mrs. Turner in going out more and having more help at home, which would in turn provide more support for her daughter. She added, Southwark Council is committed to supporting vulnerable people to live independent, safe and healthy lives by giving them more choice and control over their care, and as such, we will continue to have discussions with both Mrs. Turner and her daughter about the best way that we can support them in enabling Mrs. Turner to remain in her community.